Hi, and welcome to Mousechat. I'm Lisa, and joining me tonight, I have Sharpie, Chris, Lauren, and Steve. We've got the whole crew!
Hello, everybody's back!
Yippee!
Yay!
Yippee! Wow. Come on, say something, Chris.
Yay, I'm thrilled to death.
Yeah.
See, that was my thrilled look. She's so happy to be with us, isn't she?
I am. Like, I already picked on Steve. You weren't in the room, and I was like, what's wrong with your pants? Why are you wearing them so high?
You're such a wet
noodle.
Sponge.
I prefer to think of myself as a noodle.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, we are all together again. Okay, Steve just rolled his eyes at me.
Okay. That's radio.
Yeah, Steve's back from New York. How was the Aladdin show, Lauren?
It was amazing. I highly, highly, highly recommend seeing it. It was so good. The genie was phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, you got to be a good genie now. I bet everybody cries probably.
Well, and that genie, the day that Robin Williams passed, that night of the show, he did a whole the thing with the song at the end, the Friend Like Me song.
Oh.
He had the audience sing it with him in honor of Robin Williams. He was so good. Sappy. I can see why he won a Tony. He was phenomenal.
Wow.
It was a great play.
I walked by the outside of the Aladdin show.
Did you really?
I did. It was like right next to like Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. Yes.
Yep. It was really good. Anybody in the New York area, I highly recommend seeing it. And even people we were with, because I was with like 50 people.
Wow.
Holy cow.
And yeah, it was the cheerleader.
I was going to say the cheer squad.
It was a cheer thing. So the parents were all like, you know, I was like, I don't really care to see it. And a couple of them came up to me after and they were like, wow, that was really good. I'm really surprised. Like, they were really happy they went to see it. They were thinking, oh, it's Disney, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people go into it thinking, oh, it's a kid's thing. It's kind of like kiddie theater, but it's so not.
It was so good.
Well, we saw the Aladdin at Disneyland, and that was really
good. Was excellent.
Yeah.
But
they do a great job on that one.
Doesn't compare to Broadway, I'm sure.
No, it was phenomenal.
I'm going to have to come up and see Lauren and some of the Pixie agents up in that area. And
we can go see Lion King. I haven't seen that one yet.
But that's good.
Yeah, I'd rather see Aladdin.
I don't want to. I can't see it again. I can't justify it.
I'll make Steve pay.
Okay, I'm in.
Justified.
Justified.
All right, cool.
It was good, though.
Good.
You're so generous, Steve.
Yes.
You are, Steve.
You know what, Sharpie?
So
you
nice
should come, too.
Steve will actually fly you up.
First class.
You know, Steve, you're a stand-up guy.
That's it.
What's that?
Chris is just sitting there all quiet.
I don't want to go to New York. I want to go to Norway.
I wasn't going to invite you then.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Yes. I have no desire to go to New York. There's nothing up there. I didn't forget anything.
Aladdin's up there. Have you not been paying attention?
No, I don't need to go.
Wait a second. I'm up here.
Yeah, but you're in New Jersey.
That's only an hour away. Although Steve didn't come to visit me.
He was too busy living the fast life.
It was pretty fast.
Yeah. Okay, how about if we get into today's topic? Oh, he did his finger roll.
He did it.
And you know what? He did it with his two-finger Disney point.
He didn't. He was just a one hand, kind of.
Yeah, rolling along.
Yes.
It was.
It's so great to have you back, Steve.
Like,
last week when I was sitting in your spot using your microphone.
Is that why it smells like cheese?
Exactly. I rubbed Velveeta
Guilty
all
as
over
charged.
It. No, it was so pleasant, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
She had her mouth on your microphone.
I did, actually.
She licked it.
Mm. I did.
She may have wiped her nose.
I took
it.
That round thing off of it. I was like, ew, this is too close to where Steve's lips have
been. You realize that this is a Heil PR40 microphone.
What does that mean?
It means you can't abuse it.
I did not abuse it. I touched it like once, maybe. Yeah. I was afraid
didn't
of
you
it.
Drop it once
it,
or
it
twice?
It comes in its own, like, suede leather case.
Does it really?
That you can carry it around in to impress the ladies, I guess.
I'm sure, right?
Yes.
Stop.
So what's the topic, Lisa?
Okay, tonight we are talking about kind of all things Halloween at Disney. We're going to be talking about the...
I love Halloween.
I know you do.
Oh.
We're going to be talking about the Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party over at the Magic Kingdom. And they've got something new this year, and we'll surprise you with that in just a couple of minutes. And we like to review Mickey's Not So Scary every year. We haven't done it yet, so I guess this is more of a review, preview type of thing. based on past experience and what we expect will happen this year.
Has it started yet? It's only August.
September 8th.
Yeah, it's only August.
So it's coming up.
Yeah.
Don't push it.
But they do have the decorations.
I'm doing it in October. When we go in October.
Lauren, what are the dates? Starts October or September 8th and goes through?
Opening it right now. October 31st.
Okay. Ends on Halloween.
Yeah, it actually doesn't go to November 1st this year like it used to in the past. And Halloween night is already sold out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I read that today.
Wow.
Crazy.
Oh, actually, the first party is on the 1st.
Yeah, and I believe it has sold out as well.
Oh, the first one sold out too?
The first one?
I think there are two sold out right now.
I'm shocked the first one is.
Anyone
I
have
see the 30th.
Does anyone have any idea how many people are actually, how many tickets are sold for each evening?
It's supposed to be 25,000. It's capped at 25,000. But it's a huge park, so.
Yeah, and they have a new Fantasyland.
Yep. I always tell people you don't want to go to a sold out one, though. That's why I always say buy your tickets the day of. Because if it's sold out, then you can just not go.
Huh.
I don't know. That's just what, I mean, none of my clients listen to me. They all buy their tickets early anyway. But personally, I would not go to a sold out show.
Yeah. We've always been in it.
They can get crowded. Yeah. I love that the crowds are typically low.
Right.
But yeah. they can get crowded.
The one we went to last year, though, that was mid-September, so those are always low.
Yeah, it was crowded that night, I thought.
It was crowded. I thought it was crowded compared to other years.
I didn't think it was bad. I didn't think it was too bad. Usually if you wait about 9:30, then all the kids
You also had
leaving.
A bunch of travel agents there.
Yeah, that's true, because we all got in for free. So.
Yep.
Yeah, that was nice. Okay. So, not so scary. Typically, when you get your ticket, does anyone have a guess? How much does it cost?
It's between 63 and 72, I think, or 68, something like that.
That's about right. It doesn't vary much, but it does vary a little bit. I was going to say 65.
Yeah, and something you can usually get a discount if you're like a DVC member sometimes or an annual pass.
According to Disney's website, it ranges from 57 to 77.
Okay. Wow.
And that's going to be based on your date.
Yeah.
October 31st being 77.
Wow. Really?
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine. Philly.
The other thing that I was thinking about is the October 3rd for Disneyland has sold out already.
October 3rd.
Sorry. Not, so there's only one sold out date for Walt Disney World.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought I read today that October 31st was.
Yeah, that's got to be super popular. Yeah, we love it. You get in at 7, it goes till, what is it, 1 a.m.?
Well, 12. Officially it goes from 7 to 12, but in all the years past, we've experienced that you can actually get in at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, and that's a good tip.
Well, it makes a full day out of it. Instead of just 5 hours, you're looking at, well, yeah, you were at 5, eight. So now you're looking at a full 8 hours, and 8 hours is enough to poop anyone out.
Yeah. Well, and what a lot of people do is they skip the parks that day. They do the pool. They hang out at the resort.
Relax, because if you can make it to midnight, you're going to have fun.
Yeah.
It's a great time. It is my preferred party compared to Very Merry.
See, I'm a Very Merry kind of girl.
I like them both.
funny.
I know. I really
I like the Halloween party better.
Yeah,
I like Halloween. Sharpie.
I like the parade.
I, you know me in my usual ways. I love them both.
You're such
I'm going to justify. The parade at the Halloween party is absolutely incredible.
It phenomenal. Is better.
Best parade
phenomenal,
ever.
Phenomenal. The best parade that Disney does. However, the fireworks at the Christmas parade or at the Christmas party are the best.
Yeah, the fireworks are pretty spectacular.
They are. Lauren, you were trying to squeak in with something.
Oh, I don't know. I just agreed with Sharpie. I just said that I thought that the parade for the Halloween party was by far their best parade.
Yeah, and such a
all the time because we're dorky.
I was going to say you are a true Disney nerd and you're raising true Disney nerds.
You know, we're going to all be in Orlando.
I'm already doing it.
Lauren's doing it on Thursday. We get out on Friday. It's not on Friday night.
Oh, not that.
I'm doing Thursday because Chris said nobody wanted to do it.
We're going to be there at the end of
September.
Oh, you're going in September?
And we have tickets to go to what is it? Oh, Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights.
Horror Nights.
And none of us are going to go.
I'm going.
You're
going? I'm not going.
You're not?
I don't know. Everyone else is checking out.
Okay. I'm going to go because
I would go
totally
in for like 10 minutes just to peek at it, and then I would leave. I couldn't stay.
That's not my thing.
What's the matter, Lauren? Are you afraid?
I am.
I think
there's no way.
I thought we were going to go do mini golf.
No.
I'm in for mini golf.
Yeah,
so
seriously,
folks. We can get tickets to go. So you have to let us know. We can go to Halloween Horror Nights. So you have to let us know on Facebook or on Mouse Chat. We can go to Halloween Horror Nights, or we can go to the mini golf, the glow-in-the-dark mini golf at City
That's
Walk.
That's safe.
Safe.
But I think, we're all kind of like Mickey's Not So Scary level people, so I don't
know. Oh my gosh. Oh, this coming from the man who will not let me put any cute Halloween decorations out. They all have to be scary. No.
Wait a minute. Do y'all decorate?
I like
scary
Halloween.
Do y'all decorate your house with scary Halloween stuff?
Yeah. Wait until you meet the barf guy.
Ew.
Yes. But anyways, back to... Cool.
Okay. Back to Halloween. Okay.
At least it was you and not me.
Well, you joined in.
I know, because she was talking about food.
She's very easily swayed.
Oh, my gosh.
He's writing us notes. He just wrote Halloween party with his very fancy handwriting.
He's trying to get back on task.
I know.
It's difficult. You've got a challenge, mister.
Okay. So, what are your favorite things of the Halloween party?
When it's over.
Parade.
Parade is definitely a not to miss.
The trick-or-treating is fun. Let's talk about trick-or-treating.
I don't like the trick-or-treating.
I don't
the
like
kids,
it either.
It's good for the kids.
The kids love the trick-or-treating, but yeah, it's kind of a waste
of...
It's good if you're like, you're going to go on a ride or whatever and there's a trick-or-treat station right there. But
no, it's good no matter what.
Well, the kids love it.
I like the candy they give out better in the parade.
Well, they give out really good candy at the stations too.
Yeah, they give out really good candy
throughout
the park.
They give out like premium, you get premium candy.
You get name brands and good stuff that you actually want to eat. And there was one.
Yeah, you're
talking like, and you can get like an entire like pillowcase full of candy. There's so much candy, it's ridiculous.
Well, they've gotten skimpier in the last couple of years. We've done this 3 years in a row now, and the first year was holy cow, crazy. And last couple of years, not so much.
When we went on our honeymoon, we literally came home with at least 3 pounds of candy each.
Oh yeah,
I mean it was actually pretty ridiculous.
If you go late at night, then you'll get even more because they're giving out. They're trying to like clear out the bins.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! Like they would give us like a whole handful.
Yeah. Well, they gave us. I've said this story before, but they gave us. When Amber was little, and I don't know if we even had Brooke at the time. And then, you know, they give you those bags to collect your candy with when you go trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. They gave us a full bag. They just had a bag, and they saw Amber's bag that only was a couple inches full, and they said, oh, no, this won't do. And they swapped bags with her and took her 2 inches and gave her a full bag of candy. It was awesome.
Yes. Holy camoli.
Not to mention, we had, you know, the reason she only had 2 inches is because we already dumped it into our other bag, our main bag.
Oh, I think you told me that
yeah.
one.
Yeah. And so
she was using a decoy bag.
Yeah. And I think they thought that she was behind the game here. And
oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's nice. Like Sharpie was saying, the fireworks are great. Parade's great. Main Street's decorated up with all these pumpkins. The whole place is, all of Main Street's decorated.
Oh, I love the decorations.
Oh, I do too.
I think the decorations are out already because I've seen Mouse Steps has been posting photos on Instagram of all the...
And they do current.
Yeah,
mostly.
So they posted like all the pumpkins that are carved that are on Main Street that are all the really creative ones. There's like a pumpkin that has directions to the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's been carved and there's all kinds of cool little pumpkins.
I just think the whole thing is so much fun and... We didn't even talk about the dance parties.
My favorite.
Yes. The characters will come out and they dance with you. And they're not going to take pictures with you or, you know, stop and pose or sign autograph books at this point. But they are going to
dance. And you get a lot of interaction with them.
You do. And it doesn't mean, it's not to say that you can't take pictures with them, but they're going to be live action shots and they're not going to pose. They're just going to do their thing. And if you take a picture, great.
No, they might pose. I don't know.
Not when they're dancing.
Really? No.
No, it's kind of like Mickey's Backyard Barbecue.
Yeah, they don't really stop or anything. They just keep dancing.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the way the characters were at Harambe Nights, too. They were, like, they they would stop to take a photo, but they were not, there was no line. There was not, like, you had to, you had to chase the mouse.
Yeah.
And chase the mouse you did.
And we, oh, we did. We were, we had some really good pictures though. That was, we really enjoyed that event, but it was lots of fun.
Good.
I think the other thing I like about, last thing I think on, that I know about Halloween, and then there's something new this year. But the other thing I like is you can get, you can ride the rides without having crazy wait times.
Yeah.
But that too has gotten worse in the last couple of years. I think people are, maybe they increase the maximum
Amount of people that can attend the party.
Yeah,
now.
Attendees. But the wait times used to be ridiculous, literally walk on. And now you actually do have to wait a little bit. But
I think it just depends on when you go. I think if you go early enough in the season, you're fine, especially after the fireworks are over.
Yeah.
And it just depends on the night, too. If it's a pass holder night, they have discounts. A lot of locals are going to come out. If it's a weeknight, it's going to be more crowded than, obviously. The schedule's what? Yeah. Usually Sunday,
Tuesday. The weekend's more crowded, right?
What's that?
The weekends are more crowded.
Yeah, they're always more crowded. So I think if you wanted to go on a Tuesday night or something like that.
Yeah.
And any advice, you know, if I had to give some advice, you definitely want to see Hallowishes. Holy cow. You've got to see Hallowishes. But as far as the parade goes, try and catch the second one. And, you know, because a lot of people have been there all day. A lot of people are tired. And they are there to see the first parade, which is typically at 9 o'clock. And then the fireworks at 10. And then they go home.
Yeah.
So
first parade's at 8:15.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
and the second parade's at like 11, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it's late. It's
pretty late, yeah.
Okay. So a little different.
Oh, actually, wait, I have last year's schedule right here. The parade was 10:30 last year.
Okay.
Okay. So my plan is skip the first parade, watch Hallowishes, and catch the second parade. And, you know, while everyone else is doing their parade, trying to do that, no one's on the rides because everyone wants to see it and go home. You know what? Either way, you're going to be fine because the people are going to go home after the first parade and the fireworks. So whether you ride rides after or during, you're going to be well off. So.
Agreed.
Yeah. Okay.
So can I ask you a question? I never recommend this. I never recommend this to people with little kids, ever. Like
what?
Clients, will, never. I never do. If their kids are under five, I always say, you know what? It's $60 a person. It's kind
Mickey,
of a waste.
Not
I
kind so of, scary.
But
it depends.
It's not scary.
Client.
That's not why I wouldn't recommend it. I think unless you have a kid that can stay up really, really late.
Right.
And I made this mistake a couple of times with Eric.
Oh,
the
asleep.
Twins. Yeah, the twins have never gone, but you know, Eric was a 7:30 bedtime. I would think he would stay. He was asleep by 8 o'clock.
What?
So the complete waste of money the first couple of times
for an hour.
Yeah, literally. So I always say, don't go.
No, but I mean, you all.
I'm mixed on that.
You can't just make a blanket statement to say don't bring kids under five. You have to find out.
Right.
Is this person, you know? Our kids stay up.
Our kids would stay up until
they can't.
Almost 1 a.m. when they were little. And we would be going out of the gift shop right at 1 a.m. And that's when Brooke would, or
big
Amber
conk.
Would fall asleep right at the last second. And then they would be asleep on the bus.
They'd say goodnight at the park first.
But we would take it easy. You know, we would take it easy during the day and then go to the party at night when it's cooler.
We would have forced naps.
I think if you can do that, I think it works, but it just never worked
for
us.
Yeah, we would take a nap and then get up by 2 or 3 and then
that's what
be
I
there by
4. For little ones.
And then we would be ready to go.
And big ones.
Yes, it was nice.
Well,
I've never lasted till closing for those.
Sometimes you have clients that just don't, or people who want to go that just really want to experience it because it's the only time they're going to get that opportunity and their kids are little.
Yeah.
So I think it really depends on the situation. But I have a lot of times with the little ones, if they're kind of on the fence, I kind of always just say, you know, if you're on the fence, that means you're probably not going to make it through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's probably not worth it.
I think also like one thing I do say is if money is tight and it's the difference between adding a hopper or going to the Halloween party or any of the parties, I would say add the hopper because it's going to give you a lot more flexibility. I don't know. I love the hopper.
You apparently do because I think
I would add the party.
I would add the party.
Mm-hmm. I would add the party over the hopper.
See, I am the dissenting opinion on this, though, because I think the Halloween party is fun if you have money to blow on it, but I would never cut into my budget to go.
Okay, speaking of blowing money, they have a new
nice segue.
Thank you. So, Disney is doing something new in the Magic Kingdom this year, and it's called Villain's Sinister Soiree, a wicked takeover of Cinderella's Castle. Dun, dun, dun. Okay. So essentially what this is it's a separate, it's essentially a dessert party that you're buying your way into. It is a separate admission, separate ticketed event.
And it's on top of your already $65 ticket price.
$57 to $77. I mean, it can be expensive. So now, Lauren's right. You're adding $99 on top of your not-so-scary ticket.
And it's not cheaper for children.
Yeah,
and it's for three and up. If you've got a three-year-old, you're paying $99. But don't worry, because that does include the gratuity.
Well, that was good.
Yes.
Wow.
I like it.
So what do you get for the $99?
So you're going to get a dessert party, but the way it works is you get preferred
a dessert
viewing.
Party with no alcohol.
Well, no alcohol, correct.
For $99.
Oh, Lauren.
I'm sorry. Give me some justification for it.
So where does it come with, Lisa?
Okay, so it's going to come with the preferred viewing for the 8:15 Halloween parade, the Boo to You Halloween parade, and this is such a great parade, though. It is so cool. To have preferred seating for this, preferred viewing, would be fantastic. Not saying the price is justified just quite yet, but I love it. You're also going to have a preferred viewing area for the Hallowishes fireworks show. So you get that. So you don't have to worry about wasting time getting there early, because you do need to get there early to get a spot for these, the Hallowishes and the Boo to You parade.
I just can't
the late
imagine.
One and save the $99.
I can't imagine paying.
You're a family of four.
It's $400.
I can't imagine paying that much for a special ticketed event and then missing the majority of it to attend another special ticketed event.
That's a good point,
too.
I
agree.
That's another good point. Yeah.
That's the only issue I have with it. Well, and the price.
It's like buying a concert ticket and then having to buy a ticket to get into the concert.
I would have to stuff my face with so much dessert to make me feel like I actually got my money's worth out of that.
Do you know what, though?
I would have to bring a Ziploc.
We did the.
I'm not gonna lie.
We did the Frozen thing, and I thought it was worth every penny. And you know how I am.
But it was priced right.
I don't even want to do.
Well, we're gonna talk about that.
Okay.
So I'm gonna.
No, I was just gonna say. I think that when we did the Frozen thing, I thought it was worth the money. I think if you want preferred seating and you want preferred viewing of the parade and everything and the fireworks party or the dessert party, because it's gonna be more than just a dessert party. They'll probably have some extra stuff.
Well, they're going to have some characters appear.
They're going to have characters. The whole thing is hosted by Lady Tremaine, who is the evil stepmother from Cinderella. And she's going to have her villain friends there.
That sounds fun.
Associates.
Yeah. Maleficent.
Yeah. And they're not going to guarantee who's going to be there, but they're going to have the villains there. And they're going to hold the dessert party at Cinderella's royal table in the castle. And that's kind of cool. I give them that. But, you know, as we've been saying, a party, a family of four is going to pay an extra $400.
Yeah.
People are blowing money on crazy stuff.
You know
what?
I was talking to Natalie. Remember Natalie from Mouse Chat? Years ago. Natalie, get back on here. So you've got a family of four, and you're going to be paying $165 a piece. You're looking at $660 just for that evening. That doesn't include food. I mean, you get your dessert, but you know, you didn't even have dinner yet. And Natalie's like, that is a vacation for me. That is the entire vacation in some instances. I can turn that into an awesome 3-day weekend. I can do so much with $660.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
And she's right. It is a lot of money. And I'd love to hear if anyone does this, any of you listeners.
It'll sell out.
They will sell out.
It'll sell out.
Actually, I heard some of this is already sold out, hasn't it?
Well, I know that people were having like ridiculous wait times trying to book it when it was announced. So obviously there's a ton of interest. I think people buy the craziest thing at Walt Disney World. They buy stuff for their kids left and right. They spend $80 on Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. This is just another expense. And if you're someone who's going one time and you want that experience, there are people for whom $660 is nothing.
How many experiences? I have to say, I emailed everybody I had traveling during this time, and I only had one email me back with interest.
Yeah.
Only one. Everybody else emailed me back way out of my league, would never consider it.
Yeah, it is.
And I think Disney priced themselves out of the mark on this one. I think if they would have made this $50 or $60.
Well, yeah, then it would have been. I think
90% of my clients would have booked it.
How much was your price point?
I don't know. It's still a lot of money for me.
$50 to $60.
You know what? And that's what the Frozen thing was. It was $59 a person.
And that went like crazy.
It went like crazy. But you know what? Let's see. Let's see if this sells out. I bet it does.
I bet it does.
If you're there during that time, and you're going to spend that money, depending on your party size, a great alternative would be 1900 Park Fair. You're going to see Lady Tremaine with dinner. Or if it's just two people and you're looking for a very special event, it would be a good option. However, you have to think about the capacity of the castle, and Cinderella's Royal Table is where it's being held inside of Cinderella Castle. And if you remember, not many things are held inside the castle, so that's kind of a special extra privilege. But I think that's the big attraction, is it's inside the castle. Yeah. It's a special event. It's a low, they can't sell many of these because of the capacity. So if you're looking for like kind of that once in a lifetime special experience, it would be a fantastic thing. But the price is just, I really do think the price in addition to a hard ticketed event is just too much.
It's very cost prohibitive. It's crazy.
Well, and Chris Sharpie had a good point, because now you just cut into time that you could be on the rides or at a dance party. You're paying money to miss other things that are just, for me, are just as entertaining or probably more so.
That what they really should do is do a premium ticket that you can buy that includes it, that's a little bit more.
Right.
Make it $120 or something.
Or you even know, $100 total.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're smart. Lauren, they're smart because they've made it a separate ticketed event, and they're going to hope that most people aren't paying attention to the fact that they just paid $65 or $70 to get into the Halloween party, and they don't think twice about, oh, you know what? We could splurge a little. It's only $100 a person. So I bet that's part of it, to not include it together.
Well, we've already kind of negated our point anyway, because even though we're saying it's prohibitively expensive, and it is, we've also said it's going to sell out.
It is.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, it's not outrageous for some people. You have people, if you're dropping $10,000 to stay a week at the Grand Floridian, you're maybe not even getting a discount because you didn't
care.
You know, you didn't care. What's another $600-$700? You're not going to care. So. They'll sell it out, and I think it's smart.
I welcome the day that I don't care about $600 or $700.
I would care
too.
Yeah.
You could put that a lot of other places.
Yeah,
but that's middle class people. You know, somebody who maybe, you know, makes a little more, and you know, like I said, is staying at the Grand Floridian or Contemporary Atrium. You
or
know,
at the Four Seasons at $700 a night.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Man. There, I saw a lady in the park one day. This is like in July, I think. She had a Chanel bag, and it was like a $6,000 handbag.
What?
Yes, ma'am. I took a picture and put it on Facebook. Who carries a $6,000 bag in the park? That same lady is not going to carry.
I have a couple.
I know, right? She's not, and it literally costs that much. She's not going to care about an extra $100 so she can take her little princess to Cinderella's Royal Table. So
all right.
That's the person
you're
that's
right.
designed for.
You're right. And it was a knockoff. Don't
No,
try
honey, it
me.
Was not a knockoff. I know, because I sent the picture to my girlfriend who would know. And she was like, no, that's real.
Mm.
Nobody knocks off that color anyway. It was peach. They knock off the black ones.
All right. Back on track.
That's insane.
Not that I've been on those sites.
I did want to point out that in addition to the dessert party, and we said that there were no alcoholic beverages, but they do have specialty non-alcoholic drinks, and so I'm guessing there's some kind of punch So
yay, pun.
You get a specialty non-alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, that would do it for me.
Yeah, that right there. No, if any of the listeners go to the sinister
drink.
Soiree,
bring
let
us
know.
No, Chris. Let us know.
Yeah. No, let us know everything about it, because I don't think any of the five of us are going to experience it.
Not. You know, if they did Haunted Mansion like an hour after, say like everything's
done. I would pay for that.
And they did another extra hour and they had something unique.
They should incorporate that.
Then that would be cool.
A walk through the Haunted Mansion graveyard.
Now that's something to think about, Steve, like doing it after the party.
Yeah, because they won't hold a venue.
Right.
They won't take the venue out when everyone could be in there, because they you know, that cuts into everybody. Everyone would be upset that they went to the Halloween party and the Haunted Mansion was closed for a private party. But if they did like an extra 30 minutes or an extra hour and they did some type of special thing and tied it into the Haunted Mansion, there would be so many people that would do it.
And, you know, Sharpie, you were commenting something about taking the time out of the event to do the event. And I think that With any dessert party, excluding the time for the fireworks and the parade, you're going to have anywhere between 30 and 60 minutes. So it's not going to take much out of your evening, I think, even in this circumstance.
So
yeah, but the party's very
correct
limited.
Me if I'm wrong. You're saying you're not getting much for your money.
Did I say that?
Well, I mean, if you're not taking much time out of your evening, then you're paying a whole lot of extra money for not much time spent on the event. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not for me. I'm sure it's for a lot of people, but it's cost prohibitive. And I like paying the $65 for 8 hours at Disney. So that's... It takes my value and really cool party and makes it very expensive.
Ooh, you know what? We're going to do a show on what you would do with an extra $500 in Disney World. That's going to be fun.
Oh, I like that.
No, we're going to do that.
Gift card.
Do I have to spend it or could I just put it in the bank?
I will set the rules. We'll talk about this later.
Okay.
All right. Here he goes with his fingers again.
I hate that.
Yeah, me too. So I guess he wants me to wrap up the show. I think we've just about covered everything on Halloween. We covered the dance parties, the rides, how accessible they are, the two wonderful shows, the dates, the costs. What else?
Our recommendation is to carve out time for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or get a park hopper.
Oh,
no,
please,
go
Chris.
To the party.
Get the hopper.
Don't if you're the... going during the Halloween party... You may never go again during the Halloween party.
Yes. True.
Yeah, I will. Can I say one recommendation?
Can we stop
you? Yes, you could, because you know how nice I am, sweet. If you're going to go, dress up. Because every
absolutely.
Time I go and I don't dress up, I'm like, oh, man, I could have wore
Wait
something
a second.
Fun.
We had costumes with us last time.
It was so hot. And I spent the whole time going, oh, I could have worn something fun, and I didn't. Instead, I'm wearing this dumb pair of pants and whatever I was wearing.
Yeah. Hopefully a shirt.
Yeah.
I think
you just have to realize that sometimes if you go, it can be very, very hot.
Yeah. Deep into the evening too.
So,
yeah.
I was so glad.
Was
we all
really
had
hot.
Costumes and we opted not to wear them. And I
oh, that's
think
right.
That,
you had your pirate costume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You and I were going to be Laverne and Charlie.
I
dress.
Had the best dress for that.
Yeah. I know your crinoline. Yeah. Thing.
I should wear that over here. Next time we record, I'm wearing a crinoline.
Okay. Your God.
The Kremlin?
Kremlin.
The Kremlin.
Under your skirt, really?
Yeah, it's like a big
Never mind. Anyway, I think we did cover all the topics here. We introduced you to the new Villain Sinister Soiree. And seriously, I wanna know how this goes. It'll be interesting. So Sharpie. Do you have something that you want to throw in now? We're going to switch tracks altogether.
Along the lines of October, we are having our Mouse Chat meetup. We are starting the week. It's the week of October 17th. On October 18th, which I do believe is a Saturday, we are having breakfast at the Animal Kingdom from 8:45 to 10:30. It is a special event. You have to purchase your admission to the event online on the Mouse Chat website, mousechat.net. And that is for the Mouse Chat breakfast at Animal Kingdom. We are going to start off with having breakfast, and then our first ride of the day is going to be on Kilimanjaro Safari. So we'll probably, I would say, do you think we'll probably be the first people on the ride that day?
We will be. We're supposed to do the ride first and then have breakfast.
Oh, we're going to do the, okay. Yeah. So we'll definitely at 8:45, we'll definitely be the first people. That's going to be really cool to see all the animals. Yeah. Kind of first ride of the day. That's going to be really cool. But then we're also going to have a scavenger hunt on the 18th as well. And that is at 11 a.m. So breakfast kind of wraps up at 10:30. And then we're having our scavenger hunt at 11.
Then which on is going to be hard.
It's going to be fun.
You guys might want to do a little homework before you go.
Yeah, you might want to study up a little.
You might want to make a 7-day trip to Disney World and spend all 7 days in the Animal Kingdom.
You know, we really should offer ourselves for a small fee to be part of their team.
Oh, listen to you.
You know.
Oh, you want sound me like, or Lisa. Know. We're the ones that did all the pictures.
You know.
Yes.
Ooh, pictures. Could it be a picture hunt?
Oh, I think that could be. Anyway, Sunday, October 19th, we will then have an Eat Around the World with the good folks that you hear now here with Mouse Chat at Epcot. We're going to start on the steps of Mexico, and that's at 11 a.m.
Where, by the way, there's margaritas. Oh.
Margaritas at 11 a.m. Who's going to have a margarita at 11 a.m.?
Lauren.
And I.
A coffee one.
We did that last time, didn't we, Steve? We started with a margarita in Mexico last time, didn't we?
Yeah, that was good. The one time.
Hey, but coffee is a breakfast beverage.
But it is.
My love for the Mexican Pavilion is slowly.
Me too.
Going downhill.
Why?
The price and the drinks are. Well, not,
yeah. I'm saving all my calories for France.
I mean,
and Germany.
Maybe the frozen margarita out of the cart at the Mexican Pavilion that's like rainbow colored.
That's terrible.
Is that terrible too?
It's awful.
Yeah, they're not good. I like the ones inside are better. Ugh.
Get yourself a little Grey Goose slushie, Steve, in France.
I like that.
You would like that.
I had that. That was pretty good.
Those are good.
I need like.
It's like
anyways.
A creamsicle, right?
Yeah.
You know, I had it the last time, and I have two sips out of it, and I was like, forget it. It's too strong.
Yeah.
It was really strong to me.
Mm.
Yeah. You made Matthew
have it. It was yummy.
Thanks, Matthew. Appreciate you pitching in there.
He's doing it.
Team player.
He's doing it.
Oh, he's, you know.
We do need to say, though, the breakfast is a limited number of tickets, so definitely book early if you want to go. There's not that many spots left, so just make sure you go in and grab it soon.
Yep. It's at mousechat.net, and we're just covering the cost of it, I think, is $40, which basically covers the cost of the breakfast and the venue. So there's no...
Yeah, we rounded down.
Yeah, we don't make any money on the breakfast. We're just covering the cost that Disney's charging us. Yeah. And it's in some private new room over by Dinosaur that's a special room that only...
Only you know about.
Well, I've never been. So
I've never been either.
You don't even know about it.
I don't know. I've just heard there's a special room that we're having breakfast in that the general public doesn't get to go in.
I think all the tickets are selling because Chris bought them and is bringing her cats.
I am. I hope you have little crunchy cat food for them.
Little kitty nibbles?
Yes. Just sit out cans of tuna. I only have 5.
And we can bring Peanut. That'll be 6.
But
okay.
Hey,
enough cat
that
talk.
Experience is not a $99 experience. It's a $40.
$40.
It's a little easier to swallow.
Yeah, we're not going to have any villains, but
except
we can
Steve.
Guarantee you that Steve will stand up and do that finger roll for you every time you ask. Promise you that.
Well, I do that. I do that, in just in general conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually when I'm talking to someone when they're just not getting to their point, I just
you actually have
welcome
I think,
to
done
my world
to
people.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, let's like so, you know, I'll be checking out at the grocery store and she'll be talking to me about my day and I'll be like, "Up, finger roll." And she'll just
it's really come sad cuz those are some of the few people who actually want to talk to you, Steve.
Just put my groceries in the bag, please.
All right, so I'm going to get you back on topic, sir. And we're talking about our mouse Mouse Chat Meetup.
Which is going to be awesome.
Yes, it'll be fun.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Chris and her cats.
Yes.
This is Sharpie's first one. He's being inducted.
Yes.
Yep. This is my first Mouse Chat Meetup.
Do we have the dunk tank? Because that's the hazing. Do you have the paddle, Steve? The one with the holes drilled in it?
Yeah.
With the big MC on it for Mouse Chat? Mouse Chat paddle. It hurts, and it makes a little whizzing sound as it goes through the air. That's why it's got holes in it.
Wow. Okay. You've thought a lot about this, Chris.
No, but when I was... Come on. You used to see the fraternity paddles in college, right?
Yes, he has.
He probably got...
I have, and I'm nobody.
Were you in a fraternity?
This is for a whole nother show.
Yeah. Dork, yes, he dork. Was.
Was he really?
Yes.
Oh, a frat boy, Steve?
That's awful. Okay. Let's end this right now.
We'll talk about this later.
I could bring my paddle, Chris.
Can you really?
It's upstairs in the attic.
Is it really? What fraternity were you in? Were you in SAE?
No.
Totally not an SAE.
I don't even know what that is. But let's
those are the hot guys.
Let's wrap it up.
With money.
Wow. So anything else, Lisa?
I see a picture of Steve doing the finger roll on Mouse Chat.
Yes.
Wow.
Let's go.
Okay, yeah, there is. Lauren, you've got another event to tell us about, and that's over at Hollywood Studios.
Yes. So Disney has actually extended the Frozen Summer Fun through September 28th. So starting September 5th and running through the 28th, the Frozen Premium Package will be available for Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays only. It's going to include the same things that it included this time, the dessert party, the reserve viewing for the Anna and Elsa Royal Welcome Procession, the sing-along, the fireworks, and so that's going to be going on. Pricing is the same, $59 for adults, $34 for children. Again, reasonable pricing.
Yeah, that seems a little more reasonable.
I think that's reasonable. I mean, no child is eating $99 worth of dessert. Although mine might. And that's going to run to the 28th of September. I do believe, personally, that this is going to extend and go through the holidays.
It could.
It should.
Chris did it, and I think had a really good time. And
yes, it was awesome.
So what was your favorite thing?
Okay, so you go in and you get like a little special, you get a lanyard. You sign in, it's like about 10 o'clock, and it's right across from, the little lake they have there. It's the same place if you did the Star Wars thing.
Isn't it Echo Lake?
Yes,
thank you very much. So you go there, they give you your little lanyard.
1 point Lauren.
What's that?
1 point Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren. You go in there, you get your lanyard, and you pick a time for the sing-along. So you don't have to wait in line for the sing-along, you just get your time. And like, I think we chose 1:30. And while you're there, they give you like ice cream and Coke and water and whatnot. And then the parade starts. You get to see the little parade. And then you go to your sing-along. And then later that night, you go to the fireworks, the dessert party. We love the dessert party. I thought it was really, like, of that entire trip, which is super laid back and fun, that was the highlight of our trip. And there were six of us. I'm known for being cheap. I'm not cheap, but I don't like to spend a lot of money on extras. I thought the $60 per person was more than worth it. And I thought the dessert party was the highlight. They had tons of dessert. They had music and the kids were all dancing. I was sitting in a corner with some cupcakes. And I was, literally, because my kids were running around. I had my children, my three, and then my son's best friend was with him. And they were loving it. They could just go get whatever they wanted to eat. And then we had preferred viewing for the fireworks. I will say, I think the preferred viewing for the fireworks is way too close. So on the one hand, it's kind of an advantage because you get to be in front of the stage because Anna and Elsa come out and Kristoff and all the people who are in the, in the movie come out, except for Olaf, of course. And so you get to see them. You're right up close. On the other hand, you're almost too close for the fireworks. So that's kind of a trade-off. For me, fireworks, always a loss. I don't care. But I enjoyed seeing Anna and Elsa come out and all that. So spend your money if you can. I think it's sold out, but if it's not and you get a chance, it's worth it.
And we were all there a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. And we went skating.
We went ice skating.
That was the best thing ever. Also, there are pictures on Facebook. You can see Steve looking very awkward.
It was, yeah. I don't think I ever need to do that again.
Is that the first time you ever skated?
I've skated it, not in a long time. We ice skated on a Royal Caribbean ship once, and it was about the exact same experience.
Did you? So Lisa and I had to pull him around. But you know what, Steve? The thing I thought was interesting was actually you had the rhythm of it. You just weren't confident.
Yeah.
So
I slipped and fell on my face not too long ago.
Yes, that's true.
On ice. So it was like, why am I sitting? Like, so why am I walking on a giant thing of ice and paying to
you
do it?
You were a good skater, though, Lisa. You did well.
I did all right.
I would warn.
I didn't fall.
No, you didn't. You actually, you're a good skater. You can tell.
You get a half hour, and it's inside. It's in one of the studios. It's very cute.
It's, I mean, $10. They have,
yeah, it's $10 to skate. You can go in there and walk around and look at it for nothing. And it's just a cute
little
area.
You can watch the mini Zamboni.
There's a little Zamboni every 30
minutes.
Wait.
What does he say? Woohoo!
Woohoo! Yes, the Zamboni goes along and it makes that little noise every now and then.
The Zamboni doesn't. It's
the Zamboni
person.
Lady. Yeah, yeah, sorry. But we had a Zamboni lady and she looked really thrilled. She actually kind of looked like she was enjoying it. And I asked a cast member, I said, did they like hire all the kids? Because they were mainly college kids in there working it. I said, did they hire all y'all from up north? And he said, pretty much. So
I heard that they were all, they're all subcontracted. They're not cast members.
I think maybe so. They had Disney IDs on, but maybe
well,
so.
Well, they have to. So do the Erebus Brothers people.
Yeah. Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah. What's kind of cool is the costumes that they had.
Yes. The sweaters, you like the sweater.
I liked the sweater.
Lisa loved the sweater. We're standing there together and she goes, I really want to get Steve one of those sweaters. And I was like, would he wear it? And she said, yes. And I was just like, oh God.
With pants that are too high up.
Yes.
No, I had fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I loved it. And I would warn everyone, if you're not used to, I've only put on hockey skates one other time in my life. They're a very different skate than a figure skate, right?
Yeah.
So it's very hard to get your bearings in them. So, and they were big too. They're men's skates. So they're, you know.
Unless you're smart enough to adjust your size. You didn't adjust your size?
What do you mean?
Bring it down a couple sizes?
I did. I did. They're too wide. They were too wide.
You just have dainty little petunia feet.
That's the only thing on me that's dainty. You're correct. So
you do have cute little feet.
Thank you.
But anyway, Steve's going to roll his fingers soon.
I know. He's going to roll his fingers. He just rolled his eyes. Anyway. Okay. So Lauren, why didn't you come skating with us?
Because I live in New Jersey and we skate up here.
Oh, okay. Are you making fun of us now? You gonna laugh at us again next year when we get our one snowflake?
I just don't, you know, I don't find an appeal. I could do it here.
Yeah, that made me want to go to a real rink and skate.
And we've got one. I'll show you.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it doesn't do it for me. I grew up ice skating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was different. If you're on vacation and you're not used to snow, you like.
Plus, I got an offer to go ride Rock and Roller Coaster.
Oh, that's what you were doing. That's right.
I ran with that.
It's not like I was.
Well, we're not going to get into that story, are we?
Oh no, we don't want to tell that story.
No, thank you. No.
What about they had the little area with the snow, so kids can go in and make a little tiny snowman? But there was a line for that. We didn't do that.
Well,
wanted to build a snowman.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you're talking about building a snowman the size of like a snow cone.
Right. I mean, yeah.
No, probably the size of a Smurf.
The size of a little stuffed Olaf.
Maybe. Yeah, mm-hmm. Probably.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of merchandise right next door as
well. Yeah, I was just going to comment. I was able, well, so were you, Chris. Yeah. We were able to find dresses, the Elsa dresses, in the sizes we needed.
Yes.
For our kids.
So, but here's.
Oh, I was going to say they had adult sizes.
Oh, yes. I wish. Yeah, okay. But then Chris would have a hard time finding the shoes.
I know,
they'd
right?
They'd need to be made of ice or something.
And I wouldn't have wanted to be Anna. Or Elsa, I would have had to have been Anna, the sweet one. Okay. Here's one thing. If you were at Star Wars weekend and you went in that same area where they had all the merchandise, there was 10 times more Star Wars merchandise than Frozen. There wasn't a ton of Frozen merchandise. It was a fairly small room compared to what you could get at Star Wars weekend, but it was still more than we had seen in a while because you couldn't get any of that anywhere. And you had moms, you know, on eBay paying like ridiculous prices for Anna or Elsa dresses. So it was nice to be able to see all that stuff.
Yeah, it was good.
Very cool. Okay. Well, Are we safe to wrap up the show here, Steve?
Wow.
He agrees.
Wow.
Okay, so thank you to PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you like our shows, go over to iTunes or go to mousechat.net. You can download them there. If you have any comments or questions for us, those can be sent to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.